We're doing the Avat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim's work on the laws of kindness, and we had been up to a very interesting point, the laws of Maaser Kesafim, the laws of taking off a tithe. The Chafetz Chaim had told us five conditions he recommends that a person stipulates when he starts taking off a tithe, and now the Chafetz Chaim goes on to another point, which is very, very relevant. He says like this: the way we formulated giving a tithe works when you have your own private little business, you have a makolet or whatever it is, and you can keep a record of what your profit is each time. Let's say you own a store. So today we have very sophisticated accounting methods, you have spreadsheets, you keep a record, you have to keep a record for your taxes, but in the days of the Chafetz Chaim, if you had a store, you couldn't keep track of what prices you bought your potatoes for and how much you sold at this price, how much you sold at that price. Think of the people in the shuk. Their prices keep changing. They keep changing their prices as they're selling. If you bargain with them, you get a better price. As the day comes to a close, they want to get rid of more merchandise, they lower their price. They can't keep track accurately of how much profit they've made. It's almost impossible to keep a record, a consistent record of what one's profit is. So what should they do? That every year you should do a general evaluation. And if you... So that's what he's saying to do. He says, keep track of how much money you had at the beginning of the year and see how much you have at the end of the year. So that'll be your profit. But you also have to calculate your expenses. This is the important point the Chafetz Chaim says. You want to figure out how much to give from your tithe, so then you calculate your profit. You calculate your expenses. And this is a big point that people miss out. People think give a tithe from the bruto. Give a tithe, give your miser from your earnings before taxes, before expenses. And I tried to explain to people, you almost can't live that way. Because let's say a guy's making, let's say for argument's sake, 12,000 shekel a month. Okay, so that's, let's say, that's a fair salary. Okay, let's say he's sending four kids to school, five kids to school. So rent, he's paying, let's say, 3,000 shekel. Maybe he's paying four or five. But let's find a moderate place. So you're down to nine. Insurance he has to pay. He has to pay electric, he has to pay water, he has to pay gas. You're down to eight. He has to pay for food. Let's say he doesn't live a lavish lifestyle, but you're down to seven. He has to pay for diapers, he has to pay for the materna, the kids' food and all that. You're down to six and a half. He has to pay for the kids' transportation to and from school. So that could easily be another thousand. You're down to five and a half. Kids have dentist bills, kids need shoes, kids need clothing. Every month has its unusual expenses. It's down to about four. So that's a guy who makes 12, and we haven't even started. We haven't even discussed paying our nona. We haven't even discussed what? So we'll get to that in 1 second, Victor. At the end of the day, a person's lucky if he's living a very, very frugal lifestyle. When he made 12, he could end up with 1.5 or 1. Now, imagine you say that miser is 10% of your earnings. So that's, he has to give 1,200 to miser. He's not going to put any money away to marry off his kids. He's not going to have any savings. But if you say miser is after your basic expenses, after the electric, after the water, after all your basic expenses, so then you say, okay, after all my expenses, at the end of the month, I should have 1,500 shekel left, 2,000 shekel left, so you have to give 200 shekel a month. Fine, that's something you could live with. The difference is astronomical. The difference is, 500% between 200 and 1,000, 1,200 shekel. So that's That's an important point what the Chafetz Chaim just said. That's why I always recommend when you take off Meiser, consult with your rabbi. Yeah?
You can see though, nowadays like there's such a phenomenon of people spending beyond their means though. Like, how are you supposed to calculate?
That's wrong. It's wrong. People should not spend beyond their means. So it's a problem that's existent, and part of our economic crisis for the last 3 years is that it's existent. It's gone too far. It's one thing that a guy takes a mortgage and pays it off over years. It's another thing that a guy maxes out on his credit card. It's two different things. It's not the same thing.
Sure, but I mean, like you see people like they're gonna find like, I want this nicer house, my nicer house. Like you have like, of course, it's not something they should be doing. But at the end of the day, does that mean that like they don't get stuck anymore?
So then they should go back to the basic halacha that they should give a basic amount every year. But you know, so they'll give their $5 charity. But it's a problem. It's a problem in as a way of life. People have to live beneath their means, not above their means. And I owe you guys the story of Van Vu. Okay, I still have to get that. I actually remembered when I got home, but I didn't find it yet. Okay, so this is a very important point that Chafetz Chaim says. Ulumat kol ze yachshov ma shekatuv so shotzi al tzedakah. The Chafetz Chaim says another important point. He says, keep a record of what you give to tzedakah. Very often we figure, oh, I gave 5 shekel to this guy, I gave 10 shekel to that guy, and we don't keep a record. So we only keep a record of the big tzedakah that we give. Well, you know, the little amounts add up too. Gam kol inyanei tzedakah shagil yiten betoch beito laniim. You also have to factor when you take in guests. You guys, Bezrat Hashem, will get married, and you'll have beautiful homes. And then there are going to be yeshivas in the neighborhood that you live, and you know there are guys there who don't have a decent meal, and you'll invite them for a Hanukkah meal, and you'll invite them for a weekday meal, and a Shabbos meal, and you know what? A quarter of a chicken that you give a guest, that's money. And that also counts against the Meiser money. You know, we like to think large. Big deal, I'm happy having guests. No problem, big deal, have guests, no problem. But subtract that from the amount you're supposed to give Meiser. Because you did give it. You gave it. That's money.
ויתנה כל זה בתחילת קבלתו את המצווה, שיהיה יכול לשאר בכל עניינים אלו לפי דעתו בערך ולא בצמצום.
And when you start this idea of giving Meiser, you should make this stipulation that when you're giving, you're going to give an approximate Meiser. You're not going to give an exact tenth, because that's going to be very hard to live up to. How are you going to factor? How much chumus did he exactly take? That's not going to work, right? Okay? So you have to, when you accept upon yourself, when you say, okay, I'm going to do it, you say, bli neder, I'm going to try, and I'm going to try to give an approximate amount. We don't take the responsibility of giving an exact tithe. And the Chafetz Chaim adds one more point here at the end of the chapter, and with this he concludes. He says, גם מירושה צריך ליתן מעשר. You have to give a tenth of an inheritance as well. An inheritance is not absolved from the obligation of giving a tithe. And that brings us to the conclusion of the chapter.